In volume 6, letter number 1724, it's dated Baruch Hashem Chav Beis Tammuz, the 22nd day of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Beis, Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter, dated on Wednesday of the portion of Pinchas. May it be the will of Hashem that the pregnancy of your wife shall be fulfilled and the birth should be in a good and auspicious and easy Zara Chaya V'Kayomo, children, live children, existing children, and may you notify good news about this. Now, the Rebbe says, this that you write to me about the bad thoughts that fall into your head. So the Rebbe says, it is known, the saying of many of our holy leaders, that in a empty place, which means in apustika, if a place that is empty and not filled with anything, then creepy things come in there. If empty space, things creep in. So basically what it means, if your head is empty and you don't have anything to fill it with, so then inevitably, if it's empty, it's going to fall in with bad stuff. So therefore, the Rebbe says you have to fill your head with good stuff. So you should put an effort to learn orally several parts of Torah, of the oral Torah. Best, the Rebbe says, learn some Mishnayos and some Tanya by heart. And the Rebbe says like this, if we know that even a little light dispels lots of darkness, so how much more so a lots of light? So if you're going to have lots of light in your head, that will automatically dispel all your negative thoughts, the bad thoughts. And the Rebbe says, there is nothing that stands in front of your will. If you make a decision and you want to do this, you are going to be able to do this. The Rebbe points to Likutei Torah and Sof Parshas Kedoshim. And the Rebbe concludes, as he does many, many times, that for sure you are keeping the classes that are known, that were instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles in Chumash, in the Tehillim, and the Tanya. And also need to check the mezuzahs in your home. They should be all kosher. I look forward for good news in all of the above. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing. So we see that the Rebbe says, fill your head with positive, with good stuff, with Torah stuff, and that will not allow for the negative stuff to creep in there. Study Torah, study the classes, the shiurim of my father-in-law, Chumash Tehillim Tanya, and check the mezuzahs, and Hashem will bless you.